John Cruz here with Northwestern Outdoors Radio and America Outdoors Radio. We are broadcasting from next to the George Seller Bridge, Highway 285 in Wenatchee, Washington. That's the site of a protest. There are dozens of people here that are waving flags, they are holding fishing rods, and they've got signs asking Governor Inslee to rescind the no fishing ban that is taking place here in Washington State, the only state in the nation with a fishing ban during the COVID-19 pandemic. With us here to tell you more about this grassroots protest is Ben Holton. He's helped organize this event for the grassroots group Let Us Fish. Ben, great to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me on here, John.
Let's talk a little bit about, number one, enthusiastic response. You can hear the horns honking in the background. All people supportive of the idea that Washingtonians should be able to fish again. How many people showed up here today? How many boats on the Columbia River right next to the bridge?
So I went and looked. There were, I counted 27 boats earlier, and there's probably about 30 people on shore here.
And this is not the only protest going on today, this being Saturday, April 25th. There's also one taking place in Moses Lake at Blue Heron Park. What was the turnout there?
We had 40 boats there and about 50 people on shore. And there were also two other groups not totally linked with us, but there's one going on in Vancouver right now. There's also one up in Hunters going on right now. So there's multiple other protests going on around the state today.
Really big one taking place tomorrow, Sunday, Lake Union. You're expecting, what, at least 100 boats to attend this fishing protest?
Yeah, so, you know, like on our event page right now, you know, like there were about 90 people that said they are going, and there's like 350 that are interested. I personally know of multiple others that aren't on that sign-up list that are going. We are expecting at least 100. Our goal is 200. You know, it's a really big event. You know, national media coverage. We've already talked to Fox News that's going to be there. We've got like ex-Seahawk player Robbie Tobeck's going to be there. One of the candidates from the Republican Party, Tim Eyman's going to be there. So, yeah, there's going to be some high-profile people there, national media. The main part of it's going to be in front of Gasworks Park with the Space Needle and downtown Seattle silhouetted in the background. So we really expect it to be not only just a really almost epic, in a way, really cool event. Seeing all these fishermen turning out and supporting fishermen, but, you know, also from the aspect of, you know, how it can really, influence, you know, Washington.
Let's talk about what time this event is going on at Lake Union. We're pushing this out today on our social media platforms. If people want to participate in this event at Lake Union, what time should they go and where should they meet?
So if you are in a boat, we are meeting at 12 o'clock on Lake Washington area, right sort of where Husky Stadium is in the shipping canal. Our idea is then we are going to parade as a long line of boats into Lake Union. We expect that to take maybe about half an hour, and we'll all be in Lake Union by about 12:30-ish. So boats meet in the shipping canal, and then we're going to sort of stage up there in front of Gasworks Park. If you don't have a boat, you can just show up in Gasworks Park with a fishing pole and a sign, you know, like saying, let us fish. The fishing poles, though, we are promoting as just props. We're not promoting illegal activities.
And I'm also noticing, just looking here at the Wenatchee protest, people are doing a really good job social distancing. You're not seeing anybody out of hand. These are not angry people here. They're literally just people who want to go fishing again.
You know, that's been a thing, is we've been trying to promote as a nonpartisan group, trying to keep, you know, like signs nonpartisan. And
I'm going to cut you off here because the social distancing is great. But I do have to admit, you certainly have some constitutionalists that are here too, that in addition to wanting to go fishing, clearly feel that this is a constitutional infringement on their rights, what's happening in Washington State by the governor.
Yeah, I think all of us supported, you know, the 2-week sort of period, that first one that came out, but it's just been really continuing on. And a lot of us have, we just think that, yeah, possibly this has gone a little too far.
This group, Let Us Fish, sprouted up on social media just a few weeks ago. I mean, it didn't exist a month and a half ago. This came into being, in response to this ban of fishing in Washington State. There was a protest in the Tri-Cities last week that was very well attended. Again, we've talked about the ones that are happening this weekend. Is it moving the needle? Do you think it's making a difference in changing the governor's mind towards lifting this ban?
You know, absolutely. I think, you know, like we're gaining a lot of support from the public. You can just hear by all the cars honking and, you know, when you're out there, all the people waving at us, giving the thumbs up. We have a lot of support from the state. The state in general supports us and I think we're getting that word out that we just want to go fishing and a lot of the people in the state support us.
We're going to leave it at that, but if you want to find out more, folks, to include possible future gatherings and protests asking the governor to rescind his fishing ban, go to Let Us Fish. You'll find that on Facebook. It's become a very active group and a very active page. Let Us Fish is the group to check out, and we will see if you indeed move the needle and help get fishing open sooner than later. Thanks for your time today. Be safe.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John.